We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to what was to be an edition of Challenge Humph. But as neither myself nor Samantha can get into our wetsuits, we're going to play some... I crossed out each other's wetsuits. We're going to play some silly games instead.
Don't knock it till you've tried it, huh?
On my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And will you welcome a young lady at the pinnacle of her career, our lovely scorer, Samantha. Our first round takes as its premise the poverty of the entertainment industry. So, teams, would you suggest some cost-cutting mergers, please? Barry, you start.
Well, they're making a new film. It's an old and a new. They're mixing Louisiana Story and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade in a big new film called Lou Crusade.
The producers of Broadcast News and Sex, Lies and Videotape are making a remake and they're calling it Sky TV.
The world's
crook.
Of...
Sorry, no, you go, because you're younger than I am.
But only by 10 or 12 years.
The worlds of TV, cinema and sport are combining. And in fact, they're putting together Black Eyes and The Colour Purple and getting three rounds with Mike Tyson.
The cook, the thief, his wife and her lover, Oscar Wilde, the baker's wife, Monsieur Butterfly, the Phantom of the Opera and the Woman in Black, and Noel and Gertie, are the England 11 for the first test in the West Indies.
Right, who's next? Any more?
There's one I got down. It's Allo, Allo, Boom, Farewell, My Lovely, which is coming out as a short, meaningless relationship.
And they're also combining Swamp Thing, Slither, and The Blob to produce Beatles About.
The remake of The Great Detective with Ceausescu and Baby Doc called Ciao Baby.
Rosalind and the Lions, The Thief of Baghdad and Tea House of the August Moon, Lions Teabag.
It does make delicious tea, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Ooh, I could stand a crate of that.
It's the Mary Chandon of the tea world, really, isn't it?
I'd pop round and collect it myself if I had a car.
Okay, any more? Right, we'll go on to the next round. Anyway, in that last round, Barry was disqualified for fishing for free samples. This is the point when I inform the teams of the late arrivals they'll be announcing at the end of the programme, and this week I'll be asking teams for the late arrivals at the detective's ball. The detective's ball.
Detectives.
It's opera time now. I'm going to give the team some unpromising pieces of prose and ask them to turn them into grand operatic duets. Just to make things more difficult, they'll be receiving musical assistance from Colin Sell. Samantha will be taking the part of Brunhilde, Queen of the Nibelungs, and the winners will receive an autographed breastplate each. Tim and Willie, would you please sing a passage from Games and Activities for Scouts, Game 113, Object Bringing?
Certainly, Humph. Games and Activities for Scouts, 113, Object Bringing. This game requires quick action among patrol members operating from patrol corners. It may be desired to have some staves and knotting ropes available. A leader calls out objects which are brought to him. The following are possible objects or persons to be called for. Two scouts tied together with a reef knot. A round turn and two half hitches on the left leg of a scout. A scout wearing two shirts, a piece of white cloth.
Highly necessary.
Three scouts brought together at the waist with her. Three scouts brought together at the waist with her. Three scouts brought together at the waist with her. Happy or not?
Excellent, excellent. Now, Barry and Graham, would you sing paragraph 1, subsection 45 from the instruction manual for the installation of the Valiant pressure gas boiler?
Check components. Burner pressure test nipple. Injector screw. Gas inlet pressure test nipple. Adjusting screw for pilot flame. Adjust the appliance as follows. Before commencing adjustment, open warm water tap fully.
Open regulating cock 7, figure 9 fully.
Fully.
Fully, fully.
If hot water outlet temperature is too low, the water flow rate.
The water flow rate.
The water flow rate. Can be throttled down by turning the regulating cock until required. Outlet temperature is obtained.
If the water pressure should change, adjust again.
Adjust again.
Adjust again. If burner ignition is too slow, the slow ignition valve, figure 9, can be removed.
Can be removed.
This is done by removing the blanking screw over slow ignition valve.
Ignition valve.
Unscrew slow ignition valve and replace blanking screw.
At this point, we were hoping to have a reenactment of the Indian Mutiny by the Penge Floral Society, but instead, we're going to play a game of Call My Bluff. I'm going to ask the teams to guess the meaning of a word, after which I'll choose the least embarrassing. Graham, would you start now? The word is armadillo.
Armadillo. Not what it sounds like, in fact. It's... we go back to the Old English for this one. It's actually the opposite of arms akimbo. As in, there she stood, armadillo. And it's a position with... your hands on your shoulders with both elbows pointing inwards. But you don't see people do it very often. You see chickens. You see chickens doing it quite often when it's known as a peccadillo. Or flashers. Anyway, that's it. Armadillo.
Right. Okay, Tim, let's have your definition.
It's not, in fact, Old English. It's medieval French. It's a word for a courtesan or a prostitute. It comes from amour de lieu, amour love, de lieu, of the place, the house, you know, sort of like a house wine. You'd call for the house crumpet. Some scholars maintain it was de lieu, meaning instead of love or lovemaking, but that was outlawed in France, as it tended to make people go blind. So, young medieval Frenchmen would cry out in English, strangely enough, what are you? And the answer would be armadillo. And they say, oh, that's all right, then. French medieval.
Right. Barry, your definition, please.
Tim's much too early.
Before his time.
Because it is French, but it's more recent. It means a waterbed, which is invented by Jacques Cousteau, the love child of the famous Jacques Cousteau, who was over in Scotland looking for the Loch Ness Monster, which is very similar to Sky Television, only rather more people see it. And he had an affair with a girl called Agoraphobia, who didn't go out much. And the result was Jacques Cousteau, which would never have happened if his father had been wearing a wetsuit. But he inherited his father's fascination with water and was looking at a septic tank one day, wondering how he could cure it. And suddenly, the blinding flash, like St. Paul on the road to Damascus, he thought of the waterbed, which he perfected and patented and indeed privatized. And it was launched by Moira Anderson wearing a snorkel and singing the theme from Splash. And then he had to think of what to call it. And in tribute to his father, he thought it must be French, so he thought Bed of Water, Lido. But this had already been used by a theatre in Paris. So, bearing in mind his love of water and the romantic overtones of a waterbed, he actually called it Amour de l'eau. Amour de l'eau, which means a horny animal in South America or a waterbed.
Okay, one more definition from you, Willie, please.
Well, whenever boatloads of Spaniards are seen ploughing up the channel, probably heading for Marks and Spencer's in decent underwear. This is the traditional cry of bowling folk on Plymouth Hoe. They shout out, Armada, hello! Nowadays, of course, you don't have to be Spanish. They're going to be Belgians. And they end up going the other way, being swept out in the Atlantic, so we won't be bored by them in 1992.
Is that it?
That's it. Armada, that's it. Hello.
Right, now I've got these four definitions. I've never won this round yet, but the opposite of arms akimbo, I can't believe in that one. Even more far-fetched was Tim's. I might have gone for Barry's waterbed if I hadn't dropped off.
Drowned.
And the bowling,
racial hazard, really.
The typical Willie Rushton far-fetched thing. I don't go for that at all. I'm going to go for Tim's. Tim, will you show your card, please? True! I've won! I've won! Oh. After all this time.
Well done, Hart.
Wonderful.
Well
thanks, done, thanks. Yeah. Okay.
He's the last.
This game's called Historical Headlines. I'm going to give the team some famous events in history and ask them to suggest the next morning's headlines in the style of a particular newspaper, which they will specify. If at any point I disapprove strongly, you'll hear this. Unless I give Samantha a go, in which case you'll hear this. Okay, teams. Now, for you...
She did that without moving her lips.
So did she.
Order, please. This is being broadcast. Teams, the subject is the Ten Commandments. Who wants to start?
Tim.
The Sun. 10 things you never knew you shouldn't do.
The Melody Maker, Stones Make Comeback.
Sports page of the Express, Moses names 10 for Sunday.
The new musical Express, Thou Shalt Not Commit Adultery, drops to number 8.
Sober one from the Times, graven image manufacturers protest at new guidelines.
Rather jollier news in the Star, where they announce that Kylie Minogue is their star bird, covet neighbour's ass.
Well, in order that we can plumb the depth of bad taste even further, here's another one for you. Joan of Arc burning at the stake.
Well, in Le Figaro, a French government spokesman said smoking can seriously damage your health.
Daily Mail, English hooligans burnt my daughter, says Mrs. R.
And the star? Phew, what a scorcher.
Green news, wood-burning French, threat to ozone layer.
Good news in the cricketer, England win Ashes.
And the Sun, French filly flambé. Translation on page 8.
Timber News, well-known publication. Joan of Arc burnt, no British faggots involved.
Any more?
Yes, according to the Independent, Judge Pickles takes off 3 logs for good behaviour.
OK, here's a good round coming up now. It's called What Happened Next? We're all going to watch some video footage on the studio 3D laser screen. To make it more tricky, the commentary has been removed from the clips. So I'll set the scene for you. And when I do this, I'll be wanting to know what happened next. Now, here coming up is the first clip. And here we see Jeffrey Archer in his jacuzzi, eating a hot dog. The crowd obviously enjoying this one. Oh, and he's dropped it. What happened next, Tim and Willie?
The screen went blank.
The jacuzzi started to bubble, didn't it?
The hot dog bit him. It was a Jack Russell Vindaloo.
No, he bit the Jack Russell.
He wrote a novel about it. Whatever happened next, that's it. That's
wrote, well, right.
Very your... badly.
Let's do another one. Please. Now, here's the Queen Mother alighting from her carriage to begin a walkabout. What happened next?
I think a hat fell off and hit the wicket.
I knew the previous clip, actually. What you probably don't know is it wasn't a jacuzzi before Jeffrey Archer got into it.
Such are the effects of Jack Russell Vindaloo. Open the Vinda, rush for the loo.
A quiver full of bubbles.
A hat falls off.
So what
but the brown
next?
Was behind the pink, as you've noticed.
And the pole snapped in two.
Yes.
At the end of her run.
So she falls back, smashing the ready-mixed gin and tonic. And the umpire comes on and takes her off because she hasn't got an identity card.
Right. Well, in fact, teams, you're all correct. Everything you mentioned did, in fact, happen. In what Buckingham Palace described as an unusually eventful day for the Queen. Right, here's a musical round called the Bad Tempered Clavier, alternatively known as If You've Got It, Flaunt It. It features Colin Sell's uncanny knack for playing the piano badly. Teams, against stiff opposition, you must attempt to sing the song of my choice, totally in tune. And the winner will receive 7 points and a diamante muffin. Barry and Graham, with the quote, assistance, unquote, of Colin Sell, will you sing perfectly in tune the lovely old song, Danny Boy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go, and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow.
2 more points again,
and you'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you.
Wonderful. Not a note out of place. Tim and Willie, it's your turn now. From you, I meant, Colin, yeah. Tim and Willie, now, will you sing Cheek to Cheek?
Do we have the song?
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want more about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
We'll let the audience decide who won that one. Now, through your applause, first of all, Barry and Graham. Tim and Willie. Colin Sell. That's two games I've won in the same week. At this stage in the programme, we were hoping to have members of the Dudley Women's Institute wrestling in mud, but instead of that, we're going to play Mornington Crescent. Now, we've been inundated with letters from people, believe it or not, who still find the game slightly confusing. So we're going back to basics, and then we'll work it up from there. So this week, we're going to play an absolutely straight round team, no special rules, and we'll start with you, Willie Rushton.
Cathcart Road.
St. Pancras.
Earl's Court Road.
Very good.
Never leaves you, does it?
Esholt Road. E-S-H-O-L-T. That's at the side of Euston Station as we're playing it straight and helping people along who don't. I thought we can just get the little clues in there. Esholt Road.
If you could just say the whatever move you want to make and not give these laborious...
I'm trying to help, listen.
Explanation.
I'm just trying to be helpful if we're playing
right,
a basic round.
All right,
Esholt Road.
No, that's fair enough.
Oh, somewhere south. Tooting Beck.
No, I can't, can I? Sitting back. You should look at your own again. Yeah, but tooting back, no, it's two words. Two words.
It doesn't actually... Queen. It counts as one, though, doesn't it? We've always allowed it as one.
Because of the two together?
Yeah, it's only... Yeah.
It's third consecutive.
Oh, it counts.
Only Junkin's move that wasn't allowed in.
Oh, so you're saying
two words together.
So
yeah.
You're saying it counts as one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consecutively, then.
All right.
Actually, it's not up to you to say whether it counts as one or two. I'm the chairman.
Can we have a ruling now?
But it does count as one.
Mornington Crescent.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's as good as we're going to get on that one. Now, while Samantha and I go backstage to oil my trumpet, I'd like you teams to announce the late arrivals at the detectives' ball. The detectives' ball.
Instant drama, Humphrey. I was going to announce the Oostfowl family, but Monsieur Oostfowl fell to the ground clutching his throat, but I can announce Murderm Oostfowl.
Good start.
Can I introduce, please, from France, Jacques Hughes.
Little crush in the doorway there. After you.
With his friend, Jean Darmery, who's looking for clues.
Oh!
He's got a backward bloodhound. It's following a lead.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Dunnett and their son, Hugh Dunnett.
Welcome, please, for Columbo's friend, the confused Spanish Swede. One last question, please. Hans Kopp and Ian Visible Ink.
From the mousetrap, Police Sergeant Dunnett. That's just in case you didn't know, and after all, he's here. I knew immediately. I saw it was Richard Attenborough, and he was a photograph of him outside strangling his wife.
Welcome from Northern Ireland, please. Amos Warren, you. And the daughter of his friend, Mrs. Ting, you say will be taken down. Annie, that's Amos Warren, you, Annie Ting, you may say.
Warm welcome for Colonel Mustard in the conservatory with a hammer.
Or with a lead piping. That's again. A lead piping.
And his man slaughter.
From Korea, welcome, please, the ginseng detective.
I don't know why, but it sounds...
Oh, with his friend from B Division, the stinging detective.
Waspish. Also, Mr. and Mrs. Lanyard and their son, Scott.
What division are you with, Inspector? Oh, it's Inspector Morse.
Well, ladies and gentlemen...
And will you welcome, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Combs and their daughter, Shirley Combs. And her friend, Dr. Time Out, who's taken over from Dr. What's On.
Mr.
And
Mrs.
Her friend, elementary, my dear Watson.
Sorry. Mr. and Mrs. Nifying Glass and their daughter Maggie Nifying Glass, who makes everything seem bigger, so I must have a dance with her. The dashing white detective.
Inspector Calls and his daughter Anne.
Ankles.
Anne, you're the twin.
While you at home are picking...
And here come Mr. and Mrs. Tease Falcon and their daughter Moll Tease Falcon.
The family Numforce and their daughter Maggie.
What's below the bottom of the barrel?
Where we are now.
Indeed, so it's time for me to wrap up this week's programme. From all of us here, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor have been given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sowell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Jörn Magnusson.